Lebanon Euro trademark S emergency workers pay a deadly price amid Israeli bombing, date modified colon 2024-10-15 T0835:57.215Z, description colon often first on the scene, one organization has been hit by Israeli strikes more than any other, comma dot. Lebanon's emergency workers pay a deadly price amid Israeli bombing, Reuters. A healthcare worker's jacket lies among the rubble after an Israeli strike in Beirut. The Israeli military has been hitting search and rescue teams, medical centers, and hospitals across Lebanon since it escalated its offensive against Hezbollah last month. The attacks have killed and injured dozens of medics and emergency workers and have left swathes of the south cut off from emergency services and healthcare. One organization has been hit more than any other. The Islamic Health Society, IHS, funded by Hezbollah, operates emergency services, hospitals, and medical centers across the country. As of Friday, more than 85 of its staff had been killed, and more than 150 wounded, according to Bilal Asaf, head of media relations at the IHS Civil Defense. Just after midnight on October 7, Israel struck the Barachit Emergency Center in the southern Bint Jabal region, killing at least 10 firefighters, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. In the hours before the attack, the firefighters in Barachit, part of the IHS Civil Defense Emergency Services, were grappling with a grim dilemma. There were still civilians in the area, including some who refused to leave, but Israeli forces were no longer allowing the team to conduct missions. Every time they went out, they would hit near their vehicle, says Mr. Asaf. The firefighters decided to split up. Some would head north to Nabatayet, and others would stay and reassess whether to relocate in the morning. Unfortunately, they didn't live to see the next morning, Mr. Asaf says. In the early hours of Monday, an Israeli airstrike destroyed the building where they were staying. The Lebanese Health Ministry denounced the strike as a massacre. In a statement, it said, "The Israeli enemy has added to its rich record a new war crime against firefighters and rescue workers in South Lebanon, displaying unmatched violence and lack of humanity, targeting people engaged in purely humanitarian search and rescue missions." A few hours after the attack, the Lebanese Red Cross went to the site and found 8 bodies. There were more under the rubble, but it could not remove them because search and rescue teams could not make it to the site, according to Mr. Asaf. Days after the attack, he tells me, the remains of several firefighters are still under the debris. The Islamic Health Society, the Barachit Emergency Center, pictured the morning after an Israeli strike, as Lebanon struggles with a mass displacement crisis caused by Israeli strikes across large parts of the country. IHS medics and volunteers are offering support to the people affected alongside the government and other organizations. In one of many schools in Beirut which have become shelters, hundreds of people who have fled Israeli bombing on the south and the southern suburbs of Beirut try to make themselves at home. Clothes hang out to dry from the windows of the classrooms overlooking the playground. Faces, some bored, some curious, take the occasional glance at the scene unfolding below and disappear back to their bedrooms. Down in the schoolyard, children play around, some with bicycles, others with footballs. A few young men gather around our camera, complaining about water shortages. Some of the adults take drags on their shishas, a popular pastime suited for a long and uncertain wait. Overhead, the constant hum of an Israeli drone, a new normal all over Beirut. Everyone knows someone who was martyred. Ali Friedi, who runs the health centers of the IHS, tells me they have deployed doctors, nurses, therapists and psychiatrists to help the growing mass of displaced people. He acknowledges the immense pressure the IHS's services were under, both in dealing with the growing needs of the displaced, as well as Israel's strikes on their colleagues in the emergency services. "We are part of the fabric of society," he says. "Everyone knows someone who was martyred." Bataul Hamoud, 25, is a school teacher and a volunteer with the IHS Civil Defense. She says she and her fellow volunteers have been going around the school, and another one across the street, to try to figure out how they can help. "The most pressing need is medicine. Many people left their homes without taking their medicine. The IHS offers routine daily services, such as monitoring the blood pressure of the many elderly among the displaced, she says. As a teacher, I can also offer some psychological support for the kids, organize some activities, or just talk to them and calm them down. Batoul Hamoud said medicine was the most pressing need for those that had been displaced. The IHS emerged in the early 1980s, amidst a civil war, an Israeli occupation of the south, and a breakdown of the state across Lebanon. It was later licensed by the government, and currently operates in coordination with the Ministry of Health. It also has agreements with municipalities to run medical centers and emergency services. As the health service comes under intense fire across the country, it has taken more hits than any other health organization. On October 3, Israel struck a center belonging to the IHS in the heart of Beirut, killing 9 people and wounding 14, Reuters. 9 people were killed after a missile struck this IHS building on October 3. Most of those killed were civil defense workers and paramedics, who were just back from a search and rescue mission in the southern suburbs, where there had been heavy Israeli bombardment. The next day, 7 medics were killed in an Israeli airstrike on 2 IHS ambulances near the entrance to Marjayun Hospital, in the south of the country. The hospital went out of service on that day. Also that day, Israeli forces struck the IHS-run Salah Gondour Hospital in Bint Jabal, wounding several doctors and hospital staff. The hospital suspended operations following the attack. The director of the hospital, Dr. Mohammed Sleiman, told me the hospital was functioning well until the last day, despite the war raging around it. We had medicine and equipment. The government plan was working well. We had no shortages the day of the accident. We just need safety, he said. Who among us won't be here tomorrow? The Israeli military has issued several statements accusing Hezbollah of using medical vehicles to transport fighters and weapons. It described its attack on the Barakat Emergency Center as a precise, intelligence-based strike on several Hezbollah terrorist operatives who were using a fire station as a military post during combat. It also accused Hezbollah of systematic abuse of civilian infrastructure. It said the strike on the Hez Center in central Beirut targeted terror assets. And on Sunday, an Israeli military spokesman claimed that it had discovered lately that Hezbollah elements are using ambulances to transport saboteurs and weapons, and threatened it would take the necessary measures against any vehicle transporting gunmen, regardless of what type of vehicle it is. Following the attack on the medical center in Beirut, the EU's foreign policy chief said, "Not only civilians are victims of attacks, including in densely populated areas, but they are deprived of emergency care. I condemn this violation of international humanitarian law." Mr. Asaf, the spokesman for the IHS Civil Defense, says the IHS plays no military role and accuses Israel of striking emergency services in areas where they want to force civilians out. Up until 2 weeks ago, there were still some people in Bint Jabal, he says. Our presence reassured them to a certain extent. Our guys were taking care of them, even bringing them food. Let us assume for the sake of argument they've seen something with us weapons, why are they hitting other emergency services? On Friday, the UN said that over 100 medics and emergency workers had been killed in Lebanon since the start of the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel 1 year ago. The World Health Organization said that since September 17, there had been 18 attacks on health facilities in Lebanon, killing 72 health workers. The Lebanese Health Ministry has said that among the teams hit are the Islamic Risalah Scout Association affiliated to the Amal Party, an ally of Hezbollah, as well as the Lebanese Red Cross, and Lebanon's official civil defense service, which is run by the Interior Ministry, with the escalating attacks on emergency services, as well as the buildings housing the displaced, and crowded neighborhoods in Beirut, many now see parallels between Israel's onslaught in Lebanon and its year-long military campaign in Gaza. Last week, a UN commission of inquiry said Israel was perpetrating a concerted policy to destroy Gaza's healthcare system. It accused Israel of committing war crimes and the crime against humanity of extermination with relentless and deliberate attacks on medical personnel and facilities. Israel rejected the commission's findings. While the carnage in Lebanon is still far from what Palestinians in Gaza have endured, many here fear it is only the beginning. Among the IHS staff and volunteers, there is a mix of pain and defiance as they struggle to do their jobs under fire. At night when we gather to eat, we look at each other, wondering who among us won't be here tomorrow, Mr. Asaf says. I ask if he thinks they might have to suspend their operations in case the Israelis keep hitting them. They will definitely keep hitting us. We will definitely never stop. Mr. Friedi, who runs the IHS medical centers, insists they won't leave the people. These are our people who were forced to leave their land. We will serve them till our last breath. Ms. Hamoud, the teacher, an IHS volunteer, echoes these sentiments. It's very hard, the targeting of these people who are helping others. These people should not be targeted. What God decrees will happen, she says with a smile. If God grants us martyrdom, then praise be to God. We will die as martyrs of the civil defense of the Islamic Health Society. Hezbollah drone attack kills 4 Israeli soldiers and injures 58, UN says Israeli tanks forced entry into base in South Lebanon, Middle East Israel Gaza War Israel Hezbollah Lebanon.